我今天想要跟弟兄姊妹交通的题目
Today the topic I want to fellowship with brothers and sisters is
就是竭力进入那安息
It is to strive to enter into the rest
好不好我们翻开希伯来书第四章
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4
希伯来书第四章第十一节
Hebrews chapter 4
Verse 11. 希伯来书第四章十一节，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest.Lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience.
这里圣灵借着希伯来书的作者给我们一个非常重要的提醒。
Here, the Holy Spirit, by the author of Hebrews, gave us a reminder.
这个提醒我们常常忽略。
But this reminder is something that we neglect all the time.
而且呢，这里所谈的不是外面的事情。
And these are talking about things that are not on the outside.
那是我们里面生命的问题。
And this is concerning life that is within us.
这里所讲到的乃是那个安息。
Because what it's talking about, it is that rest.
所以今天我们要提到到底什么是那个安息。
So today we want to mention what is that rest.
我们要提到为什么我们没有办法进入那个安息。
And we also want to mention what is the reason why we could not enter that rest.
我们也要看见，如果我们进入了那安息，带下的是什么样的果效。
And also we want to see the result of entering into that rest.
而且我们要看见，我们如何进入那个安息。
And also how we would enter that rest.
根据希伯来书第三章所记载的给我们的一幅图画。
Here we see a picture that was painted for us in chapter 3 of Hebrews.
告诉我们什么是那个安息。
And here the picture describes what is the rest.
那里说到摩西带领神的百姓以色列出埃及。
And here the picture tells us how Moses lead the people of God to exit Egypt.
他们在旷野待了四十年。
They dwell in the wilderness for 40 years.
当时二十岁以上可以打仗的人超过六十万人。
And 600,000 male who is above the age of 20, they are able to war, is among them.
但是到最后呢，只有两个人进入迦南。
But out of these 600,000, only two persons enter into Canaan.
其他人都倒闭在旷野。
The rest of them fall in the wilderness.
所以第四章给我们提到的那个安息是什么？
So in chapter 4, when it says we need to enter that rest, what is it?
乃是进入迦南。
And it is talking about we need to enter into Canaan.
所以你看见为什么要我们竭力进入那个安息呢？
So here it gives us the reason for why we need to be diligent to enter into that rest.
因为我们很可能就像从前的以色列人倒闭在旷野。
Because it is a great possibility that we would be like the Israelites to fall in the wilderness.
在圣经上提到迦南有两个很主要的意思。
And here in the Bible it tells us there is two meanings to the land of Canaan.
以弗所书给我们看见迦南的第一个意思。
In Ephesians, it tells us the meaning of Canaan.
乃是说到基督那测不透的丰富。
And this is talking about the fullness of Christ that is unfathomable.
神在基督耶稣里已经把一切属天的福气都已经赐给我们。
Because God has already given us all the heavenly blessings that is in Jesus Christ.
这是我们的产业。
Because this is our inheritance.
但是进入迦南呢，是说到了我们不但有这个产业，而且我们能够得着这个产业，并且享受这个产业。
And entering into Canaan speaks of not only we have this inheritance, but we will gain and enjoy this inheritance.
那希伯来书给我们看见迦南的另外一个意思。
And also in Hebrews we see the meaning of Canaan in another way.
就是进入所谓的那个安息。
And that is to enter into that rest.
那很多时候我们会想到旷野都是不好的地方。
Very often we think that in the wilderness is not a good place.
所以我们可能不觉得我们是在旷野的里面。
So that we do not consider ourselves being in the wilderness.
但是旷野其实是一个很美妙的地方。
But the wilderness is a marvelous place.
因为在旷野里面，你发觉你学会了认识神的供应。
Because in the wilderness you would learn the supply of God.
当以色列人在旷野的时候，神从天上降玛拉给他们吃。
Because when the Israelites were in the wilderness, God would send manna to come down for them.
神也借着磐石流出水来供应他们的需要。
And God also sent the rock to spill out water so that they can drink.
所以这是他们在旷野的经历。
And these are the experiences that they have in the wilderness.
所以很多时候我们学会了认识神的供应。
And very often we would learn the supply of God.
这是很宝贵的经历。
These are precious experience.
但这很可能说我们仍然是在旷野。
But very often this tells us that we are still in the wilderness.
在旷野里面也让他们认识神的引领。
And in the wilderness, they also learn the leading of God.
因为在那里有云柱跟火柱带他们。
Because there you see the pillar of clouds and the pillar of fire leading them.
所以很多时候我们很高兴我们认识了神的引领。
And very often we will be joyous to learn of God's leading.
但这可能也说出我们仍然在旷野。
But this still tells us that we are in the wilderness.
我们也认识神带领我们来征战。
And we also see God leading us into warfare.
当他们跟亚玛利人在征战的时候他们得胜了。
And when they were fighting with the Amalekites, they were victorious.
很多时候我们与我们的肉体征战我们也得胜。
And very often we fight or warfare with our flesh and we are victorious.
这些所有美妙的经历呢很可能说出我们仍然是在旷野。
But these experience tells us that we very possibly still in the wilderness.
但如果我们不认识我们仍然在旷野的话呢我们就忘记要竭力进入那个家那个安息。
But if we do not realize we are still in the wilderness, then we would not be reminded to be diligent to enter into the rest.
而且很多时候我们有了这些经历以后，我们就满足了。
And very often when we experience these experiences, we felt satisfied.
但事实上呢，这一段经历呢，是他们出埃及到锡兰山这前面这一段的经历。
But in the matter of fact, these experience is experienced.From when they leave Egypt to Mount Sinai,
这不是
in the earlier stage.
这不是我们有什么好。
This is not because we are any good.
而是神的恩典。
But this is God's grace.
圣经上形容说，神像老鹰，把他们背在翅膀底上，带来归他。
And the Bible tells us that it is God like the eagle, putting them on their shoulders and carry them.
他们在旷野认识了神的律法。
And in the wilderness, they have come to learn of God's law.
他们借着律法认识神是怎么样的一位神。
By the law, they find out what kind of God he is.
他们在那里认识神的会幕。
They also learn of the tabernacle of God.
所以他们学习怎么住在主里面，也与主同行。
And they learn to walk with God and to abide in Him.
但是在旷野的后面一段呢，他们也学了一个很深的功课。
And in the second part of the wilderness, they also learn a very deep lesson.
他们学习认识自己。
They also learn to find out who they are.
认识自己是何等的骄傲。
They found out that they were very proud people.
他们是何等的刚硬。
And how stiff-necked they were.
何等的背逆
and how rebellious they were.
在旷野也把他们自己整个光景给显出来
and in the wilderness their condition was revealed to them.
我们刚才所提的所有的经历都是在旷野
And all these experiences that we mentioned is in the wilderness.
但在这里呢，有一个呼召。
And here there is a calling.
要叫我们竭力进入那个安息。
And that is to say, we need to be diligent to enter that rest.
那讲到那个安息呢，我们看希伯来书第四章第九节。
And when we talk about that rest, let's look at Hebrews chapter 4 verse 9.
他说这样看来。并另有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留
Verse 9 There remains therefore a rest for the people of God
所以在这里呢他提到那个安息呢是为着我们每一个人的
And here it says that this rest is for all the people It's for every one of us
但很可惜我们不是每一个人都能够进得入
But sadly not everyone will enter
然后第四章第十节
And chapter 4 verse 10
因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功正如神歇了他的功一样
Verse 10 For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his work as God did from his
所以进入那个安息呢就说出了要歇了自己的功
To enter that rest it tells you that you need to rest outside of the work
换句话说，不再是你自己的奋斗跟挣扎。
It is not your own striving or your struggle.
而是安静跟安息。
But it is in quietness and in resting.
好让神在我们身上做工。
So that God can work on us.
主耶稣在马太福音十一章二十八到三十节告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 31, it tells us.
这里有两种安息。
There's two types of rest here.
第一种安息就说到了，凡劳苦担重担的，就可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
And the first one is those who are labor and heavy laden, they can come to the Lord and He will give them rest.
这个安息呢，是说到我们灵里面的安息。
And this rest, talking about the rest in their spirit.
这个安息呢，是我们能够得救、得永生。
And this rest tells us that we can be saved and we receive eternal life.
就说出了我们出了埃及了。
And it is telling us that we are exiting Egypt.
但是接下来主又讲到另外一个安息。
But immediately following, the Lord tells us another rest.
他说我心里柔和谦卑。
He says that I am meek and lowly.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
You can bear my yoke and learn of me.
这样你们就可以享受那个安息。
Then you can enjoy that rest.
所以这是第二个安息。
And this is the second rest.
这也就是我们这里所提到的那个安息。
And this is talking about that rest that we need to enter.
这个安息来说到我们魂里面的安息。
And this is talking about the rest that is in our soul.
这里说到了不仅是得救，更是得胜。
And this is not talking about only being saved, but also victorious.
这不仅说到出埃及，更说进入迦南。
And not only exiting Egypt, but we are entering into Canaan.
但是为什么大部分的人没有进入那个安息呢？
But why is it that most did not enter that rest?
圣经上告诉我们，因为他们不信的缘故。
The Bible tells us it's because they do not believe.
他们不相信。也不顺服
because they would not believe and they are not obedient
因着他们在相信跟顺服上失败所以他们不能够进入那个安息
because they fail in the point of obedient and belief they cannot enter the rest
这就说出了我们心里面不柔和也不谦卑
and this tells us that in our heart we are not meek we are not lowly
因为在我们己的生命里面充满了骄傲跟刚硬
Because in our self-life, we are full of pride and full of stiff-neckedness.
如果我们进入了那个安息
But if we enter that rest,
接下来会发生一件事情
The immediately following is this.
就是希伯来书第四章的十二节跟十三节所说的
And this is telling us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 and 13.
他说神的道就是活泼的是有功效的比一切两刃的剑更快甚至魂与灵骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开连心中的思念和主意都能辨明
Verse 12 For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit, and of joint and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart.
所以你看见，如果我们能够学习像主这样柔和谦卑，我们能够进入那个安息呢，马上你会发觉神的话是变成活的。
And if we are able to learn of the Lord and be meek and lowly, then we can immediately find out we enter that rest and the word of God became living to us.
很多时候神的话只是字句，是死的。
Very often the word of God is just a word and sentences and it is dead to us.
但这个时候你会发觉神的话是活的，而且是有功效的。
But in this rest, you will find that the word of God is living and it is effective.
它要把我们里面深处能够破开。
And it will divide in the depth of us.
要除去我们里面的掺杂。
And he will take away the impurity within us.
它要让我们看见什么是出于神的，什么是出于人的。
And it will tell us what is of God, what is of man.
什么是属乎灵的，什么是属乎肉体的。
And it will tell us what is of the spirit, what is of the flesh.
要把我们心中的思念跟主意都分开。
And our thoughts and our intent is separated.
很多时候我们觉得我们是完全是向着主。
And very often we will feel that we are absolutely facing the Lord.
但当神的话进来的时候，
But when the word of God comes into us,
却看见我们里面有自己的掺杂。
And then you realize you would have impurity within us.
我们虽然说是向着主，事实上我们还保留了自己。
And although we think that we are facing the Lord absolutely, but we have reservation for ourselves.
然后在十三节他就说，继续说，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的，原来万物在他与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
And verse 13 tells us, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
所以在这里他的翻译就是说，万物都在将来要审判我们主的面前是赤露敞开的。
And here it tells us all things are naked and open to the one who will judge us in the future.
这什么意思呢？就是说当神的话在我们里面做分开的工作的时候呢，我们就能够看见神审判台前那个亮光所看见的东西。
So this is telling us, when the word of God is enlightening in us, it will show us what the light will see before his judgment seat.
我们常说我们要活在神审判台前的亮光中。
Very often we will say that we need to live in this light of the judgment seat.
我们怎么样才能够活在神审判台前的亮光呢？
But how do we live in that light?
就当我们进入这个安息的时候，神的话就要赤露破开我们。
It is because when we enter into that rest, then the word of God will do the discerning for us.
这样我们就不会落在自欺跟自满的光景中。
Then we will not be falling under the condition of self-satisfying or self-righteous.
因为在末后的时代，教会普遍的情形是像老底家的教会。
Because in the end times, the condition of the churches will be in the condition of Laodicea.
那时候我们可能感觉我们富足了，我们什么都不缺。
Maybe we will feel that we are well off and we do not lack anything.
但是主说你们是赤身露体。
But the Lord tells us that we are naked.
我们是贫穷的，眼瞎的。
We are poor and we are blind.
所以我们很容易就落在自欺跟自满的光景里面。
And we would fall into the self-deceived and the self-satisfying condition.
那我们很可能落在一个情形下，到有一天我们见主的时候，我们可以说：“主啊，主啊，我为你传道、赶鬼、行异能。”
And we would fall into the condition where, when we see the Lord, we will tell the Lord, "Lord, Lord, we have done all this for you. We have chased out the demon. We have preached for you. We have."
没有口。是 miracle 行了一些神迹
and we have done miracles in your name
但主说我不认识你。
But the Lord says, I do not know you.
所以我们何等的需要活在神审判台前的亮光。
So how much we need to live in the light of God's judgment throne.
而不落在自欺跟自满的里面。
So that we will not fall into self-deceived and self-satisfying.
如果我们真的能够活在希伯来书四章十二十三节这样子的一个光景底下的时候呢？
And if we are able to live in the condition that is described here in verse 12 and 13,
然后你就会发觉第五章第十三节十四节的光景就显出来。
And then you will see the manifestation of the condition that is described in chapter 5, verse 13 and 14.
那你特别提到有一些人他只能吃奶不能吃干粮。
And here it describes some who can only take milk and they cannot take dry food.
他只能吃奶，凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
And because those who only partake of milk, because they are babes, so they do not understand righteousness.
所以我们生命如果不长大成熟。
So if our life is not mature and became grown up.
我们只能吃奶。
We can only partake of milk.
当我们在旷野的时候呢，你吃马拉那是奶。
In the wilderness, when you partake of the manna, that is milk.
但是你进入了迦南以后，你就吃当地的土产，那是干粮。
And when you enter into Canaan, you would take the produce of the land, and that is the solid food.
他说：“凡吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理。”
And for those who partake of the milk, they do not understand the word of righteousness.
换句话，他只认识神的恩典跟慈爱。
Because they only understand the mercy and love of God.
但他不认识神的公义跟圣洁。
But they do not understand the righteousness and the holiness of God.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
Only the one who can partake in the solid food are those who are full of age and that those who by reason of use have their senses and exercise to discern both good and evil.
所以你看见这里他的属灵的心窍他习练的通达。
And here the discernment in the spirit it is exercised and can discern both good and evil.
所以就能够分辨好歹，意思就是他就能够认识什么是出于神的旨意，什么不是出于神的旨意。
And so if you partake of the solid food, then you are the one who are able to discern what is good and evil.
对，你就知道什么是出于神的旨意，什么不是出于神的旨意。
You understand what is of God's will, what is not.
你就进入第六章第一节所讲的，能够离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
And then you will be in the condition of chapter 6 verse 1. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to the perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works of the.
所以你看见为什么？这里这么重要，要我们竭力进入那个安息呢？
So here you see the reason of why we need to be diligent to enter that rest.
因为很多时候我们可能就落在旷野里面。
Because very often we still remain in the wilderness.
因为旷野不管多好，它仍然是一个漂流的光景。
Because no matter how good the wilderness is, it is a condition of
wandering.但是进入那个安息呢，就进入了迦南。
But when you enter into that rest, you enter Canaan.
你能够吃干粮，你能够心念心窍习练的通达，你就能够分辨好歹。
And then if you enter into Canaan, then you can partake of the solid food, and then you can discern what is good and evil.
这就是希伯来书第十章最后一节三十九节所提到的。魂的得救。
And here is what's mentioned on chapter 10 of Hebrew, the last verse, 39. It tells us the salvation of the soul.
他说我们却不是退后如沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致魂得救的人。
here in verse 39, but we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul.
所以这样的人虽然在地上生活，但他却是受天的管制。
But these people, although they are living on earth, but they are controlled by heaven.
这就是为什么到了希伯来书十一章就讲到了信心的生活。
Therefore, in chapter 11, it tells us about the life of faith.
十二章讲到盼望的生活。
And chapter 12, it tells us the life of hope.
十三章讲到爱心的生活。
And chapter 13 tells us the life of love.
所以一个魂得救的人在地上的生活就是信望爱。
And the living of a person who has the salvation of the soul would have the faith, hope, and love living on earth.
十一章讲到信心的时候。
When chapter 11 tells us faith.
他讲到以诺因着信就被神接去了。
It tells us that Enoch was taken by God because of faith.
但是呢，在他被提去之前，他已经得到了神喜悦他的名证。
But before he was taken, he already obtained the testimony of God's delight in him.
那如果你也得到了这个名证呢，那你就准备被提。
And if you have this assurance, then you can be prepared to be raptured.
但是怎么样能够得到这个神喜悦他的名证呢？
So how do you receive this testimony of God have delight in you?
人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
And unless you have faith, you cannot please God.
所以这个信心的生活呢，是一个得神喜悦的名证。
So this life of faith, it is to the testimony of God delight in you.
十二章就讲到盼望。
And chapter 12 tells us about hope.
他叫我们仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And look unto Jesus for the beginning and the ending of our faith.
因为他说到，他说主所爱的，他叫管教。
Because it tells us that those whom God loves, He will discipline.
一个受管教的人的结果呢，就是在圣洁上有份。
And a person who is disciplined, then he will be partaker of the holiness of God.
他能结出平安的果子，就是公义。
Then he can bear the fruit of righteousness.
十三章就讲到爱心的生活。
Then in chapter 13, it tells us about love, the life of love.
他不仅能够进入幔内，他也出到营外。
Not only he entered into the veil, but he also exited the camp.
他忍受基督所受的凌辱。
Then you can bear the shame that Christ bear.
而且常常以颂赞为祭，能够献给神。
And he would have the sacrifice of praise given to God.
所以进入安息是这么的重要。
So entering into the rest is very important.
问题是我们怎么样能够学习来进入。
And the question here is, how do we learn to enter into that rest?
首先，我们必须说，靠着我们自己，我们根本就没有办法。
First of all, I like to remind everyone that there is no way for us ourselves to enter this rest.
神要求我们的只是安静安息。
What God requires of us is to rest before Him.
要我们相信跟顺服
and want us to believe and to be obedient,
好让他自己来做工
so that he can do his work.
我想用一个人的例子、来解释这前面所讲的这一段的经文
I want to use one person's experience to explain about what we just talked about.
就是约伯
and his name is Job.
我们知道圣经上有六十六卷书信。
We know that in the Bible there is 66 books.
每一卷书呢，都说出了我们的天父向着我们这些属他的人所写的一封信。
And each book, it is a letter that is written by the Heavenly Father to all those who believe him.
所以他写给我们六十六封书信。
Therefore, he wrote us 66 letters.
那第一封书信呢，就是约伯记。
And the first book that he has written is the book of Job.
虽然就这时间来讲，好像创世纪在第一本。
Although chronologically, Genesis seems to be the first one.
但是就成书写书的时间来讲呢，约伯记非常可能是第一卷书。
But according to the time that it was written, these books are written, the book of Job most likely is the first one that was written.
因为几乎所有的读圣经的学者都认为约伯是比摩西更早的人。
Because most of the Bible scholars would agree that Job is a character that is even before Moses.
我想我们在座的大部分都对约伯跟他的故事有相当的了解。
I think most of us have understanding of the book of Job.
所以我先简单的再复习一下他的一点背景。
So I would, I guess simply give you a background of Job.
我上一次也稍微提到了一些。
Last time I have mentioned a little bit.
约伯在神的眼中，在人的眼中，他是完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
And Job is a person who is a perfect man before God. He feared God and he shunned evil.
当他在受苦的时候呢，他回忆他从前的光景。
And when he was suffering, he remembered his former condition.
在二十九章呢，就约伯记二十九章就描写得非常的清楚。
In Job's 29, it described very clearly.
他说到他的一生是蒙神的保守。
And he spoke of his life was kept by God, his whole life.
神的光引导他通过黑暗。
And God's light would lead him through darkness.
神待他像密友，有密友之情，像朋友一样。
And he is like a friend to God.
神与他同在。
And God was with him.
神祝福他的家庭。
And God also blessed his family.
神给他许多的产业。
God gave him many inheritance.
他活出了那个属灵的权柄。
And he also lived out the spiritual authority.
少年人、老年人、王子、首领都遇见他都静默无声。
The young man, the old person, the prince, and as well as
领袖。
The leaders before him will be quiet to listen to him.
然后他有属天的智慧。
And he also has a heavenly wisdom.
他向着有需要的人有怜悯有慈爱。
And to those who are in need, he has mercy and love.
对于不公义的事情呢，他能够秉公而行。
And toward the unrighteous, he can deal justice.
他成了所有人仰望他的对象。
And he is the one that everyone look up to.
在这个时候呢，他相当的满足。
At that moment, he was satisfied.
他觉得他已经到了属灵的高峰。
Because he felt that he has already gone to the apex of the spiritual life.
他觉得他就要这样子的死在他的家中。
He felt that he would pass away and die in his own house.
在原文是说他要死在他的安乐窝里面。
And in the original language, it says that he will die in his own comfort
nest.
Comfort nest.
对。所以他觉得那个时候，他好像呢一棵树根呢来到了水边。
And he described himself as a tree that the root has reached the water.
他的枝头，他的枝子呢，整夜都有露水沾湿。
And also his branches has dews on it all night long.
他的荣耀呢不断的更新。
And his glory renew.
然后他的手上的弓哦，在弓在手中越来越强盛。
And the bow in his hand is getting stronger.
换句话说，他属灵的力量越来越强。
And in other words, his spiritual strength is getting stronger.
他非常满意他现在状况。
And he is also very satisfied with his condition.
但是呢，他仍然是在旷野里面。
But he remained in the wilderness.
为什么？因为他里面没有安息。
Why is that? Because he does not have rest within him.
当所有试炼来之前呢，他里面有一个恐惧。
Because before any of the trial would come, he has a fear within him.
他已经那么满足了，但他里面有个恐惧。
He was also very satisfied, but he has a fear within him.
在第三章二十五节讲到，因恐惧临到我身，因惧怕迎我而来。
And in chapter 3, verse 25, it says, "For the things I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me."
所以你看见他里面并没有真正的安息。
So you see within him, he does not have the true rest.
换句话，根本就还没有进入那个安息。
And he did not enter into that rest.
他怕什么呢？
What was he afraid of?
他怕他所有拥有的都失去了，怎么办？
Because he was afraid of all the things that he has will be lost.
所以神不愿意他落在自满跟自欺的光景中，神开始在他身上做工。So
God was not willing to for him to be in the condition of self-deceived and self-satisfying. So God started to work.
所以他的试炼非常严厉。And
therefore his trial was severe.
神怎么对付约伯，同样的原则，神也要对付我们。
However God dealt with Job. It's the same principle that God deals with each one of us.
这是神给我们的第一封书信。
Because this is the first letter that God has written to us.
原则是一样的。
This is the principle is the same.
当然灾难没有他那么厉害。
Of course the calamity is not as bad as.
因为器皿不一样。
Because we are different vessels.
首先一天之内, 他所有的外在所拥有的东西全部失去。
And first of all, everything that he has owned on the outside, he lost.
他失去了房子,
he lost his property.
他失去了所有的牛羊骆驼,
his livestock is lost.
失去了他的仆人,
he lost his servants.
失去了他的儿女,
and he lost his children.
所以这是一个何等厉害的打击。
And this is a very severe severe blow to him.
我们知道约伯站住了。
But we know Job stood.
接着试炼临到了他的身上。
By these calamities that came upon him.
从脚掌到头顶长疮, 他在炉灰当中用瓦片刮身体。
And from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, he had sores, and he used the ashes and clay to scratch himself.
连他的妻子都说, 你人持守你的纯正吗? 你弃掉神死了算了。
Even his wife told him, you still hold to your righteousness, you should just curse God and die.
但约伯仍然站住了。But
but Job still stood.
然后来了他三个宝贝的朋友。
Then his precious three friends came.
那真的是好朋友。
And these are good friends.
七天七夜陪着他静安静地坐在那里。
And for 7 days and seven nights, they sat with him in silence.
结果我们知道约伯受不了。
And we understand God, Job could not stand it anymore.
特别是这三个朋友开始来纠正他的时候。
Especially when these three friends started to correct him.
他们认为神是公义的。
They consider God to be righteous.
神只会赏赐那些义人，责罚那些恶人。
Because God would only bless the righteous and punish the unrighteous.
那今天约伯受苦，一定是犯了罪。
So therefore, when Job is suffering, must be because he sinned.
那当然，约伯不承认这一点。
Of course, Job would not agree to that.
他是无辜的。
Because he was innocent.
这些仆人，这些三个朋友认为呢？ 他在人面前是一套，私底下呢是假冒为善的人。
But these three friends considered him to be one way before man, and also, but he's also different in his own.
人不知道，但是神知道。
Although man does not know, but God knows.
所以刑罚就临到了约伯。
Therefore, punishment came upon Job.
所以约伯处在一个这样困难的环境底下。
And when Job is under such condition,
所以当他在写二十、三十章的时候呢, 就充满了他的自怜。
So when he wrote chapter 30, it's full of self-pity.
一个自满的人, 自傲的人呢, 很容易就跌下来变成自怜的人。
And a self-satisfied person, very easily he will fall and became a person who is self-pity.
那些他从前看不起的人, 现在讥笑他,逼迫他。
And those whom he despised, now will come and scorn him.
羞辱他，攻击他。
And they would shame him and to attack him.
所以到了一个地步，他认为呢，神向他变心，待他残忍。
And to the point, he felt that God has changed his mind on him and has treated him cruelly.
所以到了三十一章，它里面就充满了质疑。
In so by chapter 31, within him is full of self-righteousness.
他开始为自己辩护。
And he started to argue for himself.
他认为他自己清洁正直。
He felt himself to be pure and is righteous.
他公义怜悯。
And he is righteous and he has mercy.
他不依靠钱财。
And he does not depend on wealth.
他在神之外，心里面没有偶像。
And other than God, he has no idols.
对于仇敌，他没有报复的心。
To his enemy, he does not have a heart of revenge.
如果他有罪过，他不遮盖。
And if he has sin, he would not cover it up.
他的确认为自己是公义的。
He felt himself to be righteous.
但是现在呢，他遭遇了这样的环境。
Now he encountered this kind of circumstances.
他要求神向他回答。
He asked God to answer him.
所以在约伯记三十三章，我们来看。
So in chapter 33, let's look at this.
第九节到十一节。
Verse 9 to 11.
这是约伯的发表。
This is the proclamation of Job.
他说：“我是清洁无过的，我是无辜的，在我里面也没有罪孽。神找机会攻击我，以我为仇敌，把我的脚上了木钩，窥察我一切的道路。”
Verse 9 to 11. I am pure, without transgression. I am innocent, and there is no iniquity in me. Yet he finds occasion against me. He counts me as his enemy. He put my feet in the stocks, and he watches all my paths.
所以约伯被人家误会，但他同时也开始误会神。
And because he was misunderstood by his friends, now he started to misunderstand God.
他在那里发怨言，他向神在那里申诉。
And he was murmuring against God.
他失去了那里面的安息。
He has lost the peace that is within him.
他失去了那个柔和跟谦卑。
He lost the meek and lowliness.
没有负主的轭，学主的样式。
He did not take the yoke of the Lord and learn of the Lord.
主的轭跟主的样式是不能分开来的。
The yoke of the Lord and the Lord's likeness cannot be separated.
那主的样式是什么呢？
What is the Lord's likeness?
你给我们看见约伯在受苦，但是基督也在受苦。
You see that Job was suffering, but you also need to understand Christ was suffering.
虽然他为儿子，仍因苦难学了顺从。
Although he was the son, but he learned obedience through the things he suffered.
主在天上的尊荣比约伯的尊荣更大。
The Lord's majesty in heaven, it is more than what Job has on earth.
主在地上的贫穷比约伯更贫穷。
The poverty of the Lord on earth, it is more than the poverty of Job.
主在十字架上受的苦比约伯更苦。
And the suffering the Lord has on the cross is more than what Job bear.
但是主像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下默默无声。
But the Lord was like the lamb who has is silent in the hands of the shearer.
当主最痛苦的时候，门徒四散。
When the Lord in his most suffering, all his disciples scattered.
父神离弃他。
And even the Father forsook him.
旁边的强盗在讥笑他。
And the robbers around him mocked him.
十字架下的人呢，在讽刺他。
And the one who stood in, standing by the cross, they were scorning him.
但是我们的主没有提到自己的良善。
And our Lord did not mention his goodness.
不提到自己的苦。
He did not mention his own suffering.
他没有因自己的苦来评定别人。
And he did not use his own suffering to judge others.
他仍然保守自己的纯正。
And he kept his purity.
他说：“我心里柔和谦卑， 你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
He said, I am meek and lowly. You need to learn of me.
约伯有很多的问题，现在神要回答他。
Now Job has many questions that God wants to answer him.
神借着一个年轻人来回答了他。
By a young person, God answered him.
33:12
Chapter 33:12.
他说约伯，你这话无理，因神比世人更大。
Look, in this you are not righteous. I will answer you, for God is greater than man.
我们每一个人都知道神比世人都大。
Every one of us know that God is greater than man.
但是为什么在这里要提到神比世人更大呢？
But why is this mentioned here?
因为当我们己越来越大的时候，
It is because when ourselves become greater and greater,
我们就看不见神的大。
Then we lost sight of the greatness of God.
一个己大的人话都很多。
And a person who is great, he would have many words.
一个己大的人很注重别人对自己的评价。
And a person who is great also are very concerned with how other people see him.
很看重别人对自己的称赞。
And how other people would praise himself.
却没有以主的评断为宝贵。
But he would not consider God's judgment as precious.
从29:31，约伯说到了至少150个我。
From chapter 29 to 30, Job mentioned me at least 150 times.
说到了自己的可爱。
And he spoke of how he is being lovely.
从来没有说到主的可爱。
He did not mention God's loveliness.
他充满了自己。
He was full of himself.
他在那里数算自己。
He was doing accounting on himself.
他在那里欣赏自己。
And he admired himself.
他大到一个地步，已经看不见神的大了。
And he was so great in his own eyes that he could not see God.
他觉得他是公义的。
He felt that he was righteous.
神对他大概错了。
And maybe God was wrong in the way he dealt with him.
所以神第一个提醒他的就是说，神比世人都大。
And so the first thing that God wanted to remind him is God is greater than man.
接着神怎么说呢？在十三节。
And here in verse 13 in chapter 33 it tells us.
他说因他的事都不对人解说。你为何与他争论呢？因他的事都不对人解说。
Verse 13. Why do you contend with him? For he does not give any account of any of his words.
约伯需要神来回答他，但神的话是说呢，神不需要跟任何人回答。
Job demanded God will answer him, but God does not answer to anyone.
神不欠我们任何人一个答案。
Because God does not owe us an answer.
他的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念非同我们的意念。
Because his way is higher than our way, and his thought is not like our thoughts.
但是呢，神因着爱，神降卑他的自己，来回答约伯。
But because of love, he lowered himself to answer Job.
他不仅说了一次，他还说两次。
Not only he spoke it once, he said it twice.
所以十四节说，神说一次两次，世人都不理会。
And here in verse 14 it says, For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it.
所以神用一种方法来对约伯说话，说约伯听不懂。神又用另外一种方式来说，约伯还是不明白。
So God spoke in one way to Job, and Job did not understand. So God uses another way to speak to Job, and Job still does not perceive.
在约伯的感觉里面，神不回答他。
In Job's feeling is that God did not answer.
但是神用了一种方法说他听不懂，又用另外一种方式说他还是听不懂。
But God used one way to speak to him; he did not understand. God used another way to speak to him; he does not perceive.
很多时候我们觉得神不回答我们的问题。
Very often we feel that we do not hear from God.
神不欠我们的回答。
But God does not owe us any answer.
但神降卑他的自己，出于爱，他已经回答了我们。
However, God, because of love, he has already answered us.
他不但用一种方式回答，他还用另外一种方式回答。
Not only he used one way, he used another way.
第一种方式是什么呢？
What is the first way?
人十五节，人躺在床上沉睡的时候，神用梦和夜间的异象开通他们的耳朵，将当受的教训印在他们心上，好叫人不从自己的谋算，不行骄傲的事，拦阻人不陷于坑里，不死在刀下。
In verse 15, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when a deep sleep falls upon man, while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ear of man and seals their instruction, in order to turn man from his deeds and conceal pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword.
所以神已经对约伯说话了。第一次说话的方式乃是他沉睡的时候，神用梦和夜间的异象开通他的耳朵。
So we see that God already spoke to Job, and the first method was in his deep sleep. God spoke with him.
所以只有当我们魂真正安静下来的时候，当我们真正进入那个安息的时候呢，我们就听到神的声音。
So only when our soul it is rested before God.And when we are quiet, then we can hear the word of God.
所以神已经对约伯说了。
So God already spoke to Job.
但约伯没有听懂。
But Job did not understand.
如果你读约伯记第七章十四节。
If you read chapter 7 verse 14.
他怎么说的？他说神用梦惊吓我，用异象恐吓我。七章十四节。
Chapter 7 verse 14 it says.Then you scare me with dreams and terrify me with visions.
神说，在他沉睡的时候，神用梦和夜间的异象开通他的耳朵，对他说话。但是约伯的领受是什么呢？神用梦惊吓他，用异象恐吓他。
And when God spoke with him when he is sleeping, when he in his deep sleep, to give him vision, God already spoke. But the perception of Job here, it says, God is scaring him, terrifying him in the dreams.
所以你看约伯在抱怨神没有跟他说话，但神实在说了，但是他不理会，听不懂。
And Job was complaining that God would not answer him, but God truly has already said it.
神开通他们的耳朵，将当受的教训印在他们心上。
And God opened their ear to his teaching and sealed their instruction.
所以如果我们真的是能够进入那个安息，魂的安息呢，神在我们最深处要把他的教训印在我们身上。这教训是什么呢？恩高的教训。
And when we enter into the rest of our soul, then God will speak to us in the deep of our heart. And what is that teaching? And that instruction, it is about the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
因为这恩高是真的，不是假的。
Because this anointing is true, is not false.
我们要按着恩高的教训住在主里面。
We need to dwell in with God in the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
但第一次神说话，约伯不理会，约伯听不懂。
And this first time when God spoke with him, Job did not understand, and Job ignored it.
很多时候神也是这样，在我们心的深处说话，但我们听不懂。
And very often God will speak to us in our depth.
现在神要用第二种方式来说了。
And now God wants to use the second method to speak to us.
如果你听不懂他的话呢，他要开始让你认识他的手。
If you do not understand his word, now God wants to show you his hand.
所以你看见现在他的手临到了约伯。
So now God's hand is upon Job.
所以十九节开始。
Verse 19 begins.
人在床上被惩治，骨头中不住的疼痛，以致他的口厌弃食物，心厌恶美味，他的肉消瘦不得再见，先前不见的骨头都凸出来，他的灵魂临近深坑，他的生命近于灭命。
Verse 19 to 22, man is also chastened with pain on his bed.And with strong pain in many of his bones, so that his life abhorred bread, and his soul succulent food. His flesh wasted away from sight, and his bones struck out, which once were not seen. Yet his soul drew near the pit, and his life to the executioners.
所以你看见，在约伯还没有受苦难之前， 神已经在他心的深处说话，但他听不明白。
And although before the calamity actually happens upon Job, God already spoke with him, but Job did not understand.
所以现在神的手临到他了，所以这些患难来到了，所以你看见他在床上被撑死。
And so now, because he did not understand, God's hand came upon Job, and all these calamity came, and he was suffering.
所以现在神对我们说话有两种方式。
So now God speaks to us in two different ways.
第一种是用微小的声音登高的教训在我们灵里面说话。
And the first way, it is a still small voice and the teaching of the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
只有当我们魂安静的时候我们才听得到。
And when our soul is quiet, we could hear it.
这说到了圣灵的启示跟光照。
And this speaks of the revelation of the Holy Spirit and the enlightenment.
他叫我们不从自己的谋算，这十七节，不从自己的谋算，不行骄傲的事，男主人不陷于坑里，不死在刀下。十七节十八节，三十三章十七节十八节。
Chapter 33, verse 17 and 18. In order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man, he keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword.
所以现在呢，神为什么第一次要对约伯说话呢？是叫他不从自己的谋算，不行骄傲的事。
So when God spoke with him the first time, he was trying to turn Job from turning to his own deed, and also in the deed of the pride of man.
因为我们的光景是什么呢？就是刚硬跟骄傲。我们随从自己的谋算，我们行骄傲的事。
Because our condition is that we are full of pride and also stubbornness, and so we do according to our own deed and to the pride of men.
他要拦阻我们陷于坑里，因为我们的己，我们的魂常常越来越掉到坑里面。
And he also keep us from falling into the pit because our self would cause us to go into the pit.
不死在刀下，因为神实在不愿意我们受苦。
And so that our life would not be perished in, on the sword. Because God does not want us to suffer.
所以第一种方式，神用他的话，就是圣灵的启示跟光照，对约伯对我们说话。
So the first enlightenment is God using what the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit to teach to us, speak to us.
那第二次呢，他就用他的手，这就是圣灵的管制跟约束。
And the second way, it is using his hand, the discipline of the Holy Spirit in our life.
但是呢，约伯还是没听懂。
But Job still did not understand.
所以他在那里抱怨。
So therefore he was complaining.
他在那里抗议。
He was there objecting.
所以他的魂不安息。
And his soul could not rest.
他没有父主的恶学主的样式。
He did not bear the yoke of the Lord. He did not learn of the Lord.
那现在神用了两种方式，但是人还是听不懂。
So now God used these two ways, but man did not understand.
那神怎么办？
So what would God do?
现在神要需要一个传话的人。
Now he need a person who would speak for him.
所以二十三节。
So here in verse 23,
一千天使中，若有一个做传话的，与神同在，只是人所当行的事，神就给他开恩说，救赎他免得下坑。我已经得了赎价。
Verse 23, if there is a messenger for him, a mediator for one among a thousand, to show man his unrighteousness.Then he is gracious to him and say, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found the ransom.
所以在这个时候，我们何等需要一个传话的人。
So here we truly need a person who is a messenger.
能够把神的心意解释给我们听。
So that this person can explain to us the will of God.
那这个人是怎么样的一个人呢？
So what kind of person is this person?
要与神同在的人。
This is a person who is with God.
他能够指示人所当行的事。
And this person can instruct man in what he should do.
我们常常不懂得怎么与神同在。
Very often we do not know how to be with God.
我们告诉人怎么做，我们不但没解决人的问题，还制造更多的烦恼。
And although we can instruct other people, we think, but we could not solve their problem, and we give them many troubles.
我们就好像约伯的三个朋友一样。
We were like the three friends of Job.
但这个传话的人呢，他是与神同在。他明白神的心意，他能够指示人所当行。
But this person, he is with God, and he is able to instruct men on what he should do.
当他这样做的神就开恩。
And when he did this, then God is gracious.
救赎他免得下坑。
Then he will save them from falling into the pit.
因为我们很可能已经落在坑里面起不来了。
And very possibly we were already in the pit, we could not get up ourselves.
神说我已经得了赎价。
And because God says I have found the ransom.
所以整个这个救赎的根基乃是在十字架上。
So the basis of the salvation, it is based on the cross.
借着十字架我们成为神的儿女。
By the cross, we became the children of God.
神没有意思叫我们受苦。
God did not want us to suffer.
我们受苦不是因为要责备我们。
But when we suffer, it is not because he wants to punish us.
乃是因为他爱我们。
It is because he loves us.
所以他管教我们。
So he disciplines us.
好让我们能够在圣洁上与他有份。
So that we can partake of his holiness.
好叫我们结出平安的果子，就是义来。
So we can bear the fruit of peace, which is righteousness.
所以十字架要在我们身上做炼净的工作。
So the cross wants to do the purification work on us.
好，接下来就给我们看见结果是什么呢？他的肉就是25节，他的肉要比孩童的肉更嫩，他就返老还童。
And now we see the result here in verse 25. His flesh shall be young like a child. He shall return to the days of his youth.
怎么会有一个人的肉像孩童的肉这么嫩呢？
How can a person return to have his flesh likethe flesh of the child.
你记得在列王记下第五章有个故事。
And you remember in Second Chronicle,
列王记 Second King.
Second King, I'm sorry.
五章
Chapter 5, there's a story.
你记得他长大麻风的乃曼。
You remember Naaman the leper.
他本是叙利亚人。
He was a Syrian.
长了大麻风。
He has contracted leprosy.
后来他来到了以利沙的面前。
He came before Elijah.
以利沙根本就不出来见他。
Elijah would not even come out to greet him.
叫了一个仆人说：“你到约旦河里面去洗七次就好。”
And he sent a servant to tell him that go down to the Jordan and wash seven times.
那他当然很生气了。
Of course, Laman was very angry.
我带了那么多礼物来，你连出来见我都不见我。
I have bring many gifts, but you would not even come out to greet me.
还叫我到约旦河去洗。
He told me to go and wash in the River Jordan.
他在我们国家好多的河都比这个约旦河还好。
And he said, in my country, we have many rivers that is better than Jordan.
后来他的仆人劝他。
But his servant encouraged him.
所以他去洗了七次，一上来以后怎么样呢？肉就像孩童的肉这么白，对不对？
So he went down to Jordan and washed seven times, and then when he came out, his flesh was like the flesh of a child.
这就说出了复活生命的大能。
And this tells us the power of the resurrection life.
他说他就返老还童。
And here it tells us that he returned to be like the days of his youth.
约伯觉得自己属灵生命成熟了。
Job felt that his spiritual life was mature.
神说不是成熟，是老了。
But God told him, it is not mature, but it is old.
我们都记得在列王记上十三章。
And remember in
First King,
chapter 13.
你记得那时候以色列国刚好分成南北两国。
And at that time, the kingdom of Israel has been divided into the north and south kingdom.
那时候北国呢，他们开始拜金牛犊。
And in the North Kingdom, they started to worship the golden calf.
结果神派了一个神人去警告他们。
So God sent a servant to warn them.
但神没有用北国的先知。
God did not use a prophet from the North Kingdom.
北国是有先知的。
There were prophets in the northern kingdom.
但神呢派从南国派了一个神人到北国去警告他们。
But from the southern kingdom, God sent a servant of God to warn them in the northern kingdom.
因为北国有一个先知，但他是个老先知。
And in the old, in the northern kingdom, there was an old prophet.
先知老了就说出了，他与神的关系已经成就了，不新鲜了。
And when the Bible tells us an old prophet, it's telling us that his relationship with God has grown old, not fresh anymore.
所以约伯觉得他成熟了，但神说你老了。
So when Job tells God that I am mature, God says you're old.
你要返老还童。
You need to return to your youth.
回转成小孩子的样式。
And turn into the likeness of a child.
柔和谦卑。
And to be meek and lowly.
结果二十六节。
And here we see in verse 26.
他祷告神，神就喜悦他。
He shall pray to God, and He will delight in him.
所以在这样的光景底下，他一祷告神，就摸到了神的心意，神喜悦他。
And in that condition, if you pray to God, then He touches the will of God, and God delights in him.
使他欢呼朝见神。
So that he shall rejoice in facing God.
所以后来约伯怎么说呢？我从前风闻有你，现在我亲眼见到你。
And so therefore, Job says, proclaim, I have heard of you in the past, but now I see you with my own eyes.
为什么？因为这里说到使他欢呼朝见神的面。
Because here, because he rejoiced into seeing God's face.
他能够与神面对面。
He can face God face to face.
而且神也看他为义。
And also God considered him righteous.
以前他是自义。
In the past, he was self-righteous.
但现在的神看他为义。
But now God considered him righteous.
27节，他在人前歌唱说，我犯了罪。
And in chapter 20, verse 27 here it tells us, then he looked at man and say, I have sinned.
这里说到了，他向着人开始做见证。
Now he can testify to men.
他说我犯了罪。
I have sinned.
前面说到他说我没有罪。
But prior to that, he said, I did not sin.
现在他说我犯了罪。
Now he said, I have sinned.
前面他觉得他公义圣洁。
And before he thought that he was holy, he thought he was righteous.
在这里说到他承认他颠倒是非。
And here he confessed that I perverted what was right.
他从前有许多可以夸口的。
And in the past, he has much he can boast about.
他现在说这些都与我无益。
And he here he says that all of these did not benefit me.
以前他觉得这些有益的，他现在全部当作有损的。
And before he thought it was benefit, now he considered them all to be lost.
因为他以认识基督为他的至宝。
Because he has considered the knowing of Christ.To be the excellence.
二十八节，神救赎我的灵魂，在原文是魂。神救赎我的魂，免入深坑，我的生命也必见光。
Here in verse 28, He will redeem his soul from going down to the pit, and his life shall see the light.
你看，现在呢，他不在黑暗里面，他在光里面。
Now he's no longer in darkness, but he's in light.
弟兄姐，如果你读到。约伯记第三章二十节跟二十一节，你会发觉一段很特别的话。
And if you read in Job chapter 3, verse
20 and 21.
20 and 21, you will see a special chapter.
那时候约伯在抱怨他的咒诅他的生日。
And here Job is cursing his own birthday.
他说受患难的为何有光赐给他呢？哦，心中。愁苦的为何有生命赐给他呢？他们仰望死却不得死，求死胜于求隐藏的珍宝。
Verse 20 and 21. Why is life given to him who is in misery, and life to the bitter of soul, who long for death, but it does not come, and search for it more than hidden treasures?
神就是在患难中使我们得光。
And God causes us to see light in misery.
就在我们愁苦的时候把生命给我们。
And it is while we are suffering, he gives us life.
求死胜于隐藏的珍宝，这都是我们的经历。
And we search for death more than the hidden treasure. This is our experience.
因为我们常常觉得，为什么这个老我还不死？
Because we very often felt that how come our old self is not dead?
在这里呢，向自己死，只有失丧生命的才能得着生命。
Because here, only those who die to themselves can receive life.
所以神不欠我们任何人的回答，但他一次两次向我们说话。
And although God does not owe us any answer, but once, twice he speaks to us.
但是世人不理会，不明白。
But the man would ignore God's answer and they do not comprehend it.
感谢主，有一个人他听见了。
We thank the Lord that one person had heard.
神说了一次他听见了，神说了两次他也听见了。
When God spoke the first time he heard, when God spoke again, he heard again.
大卫。
And this is David.
你看诗篇第62篇11节。
And if you turn to Psalms chapter 62 verse 11.
他说神说了一次两次我都听见，就是能力属乎神，主啊慈爱也是属乎你，因为你照着个人所行的报应他。
Verse 11 and 12 God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his word.
所以当大家都没有听见的时候呢，大卫听见了。
When all did not hear what God says, David had heard.
第一次听见了，能力是属乎他。
The first time he heard, power belongs to God.
现在他复活大能的生命在他里面。
Now the resurrected life is within him.
他的肉比孩童的肉更嫩。
And his flesh is softer than the one of the child.
他能够返老还童。
He can return to his youth.
第二次说到，慈爱也属乎神。
And the second time he heard that mercy belongs to God.
以前他觉得神待他残忍，向他变心。
And in the past he felt that God was cruel to him and changed his heart toward him.
但他现在知道神慈爱属乎他。
And now he understood that mercy belongs to God.
因为他所爱的他在管教。
Because it is those whom he loved he would discipline.
那大卫怎么会听见呢？
But how come David had heard it?
62章第一节告诉我们。
In chapter 62 verse 1 it tells us.
他说我的心默默无声，专等候神。
Truly my soul silently wait for God.
我的救恩是从他而来。
From him comes my salvation.
所以为什么他第一次能够听见？
Why is it that the first time he can hear?
因为他的心默默无声，专等候神。
Because his heart is silent, waiting for God.
因为他知道神的救恩，救恩是从神而来。
Because he knows that salvation came from the Lord.
第二次他为什么听见呢？
Then how does he hear on the second time?
因为62章的第五节告诉我们。
In verse 5 it tells us in chapter 62.
我的心啊，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来。
My soul waits silently for God alone.For my expectation is from him.
所以他能够听见，那是因为他的魂安息。
The reason why he could hear is because his soul can wait silently.
他心里柔和谦卑。
And because his heart is meek and lowly.
他愿意负主的轭，学主的样式。
He was willing to bear the yoke of the Lord and learn of the Lord.
第二次他听见了。
The second time he heard,
也是一样，他愿意默默无声在神的面前。
The second time he heard it is because the same, because he was silent, waiting for God.
任何环境临到的时候，
no matter what the circumstance comes upon him,
他都从主那里亲自的接受。
He would receive from the Lord himself.
这乃是有钉痕的手。
And these are hands with the nail prints.
如果我们愿意负他的轭，学他的样式。
If we are willing to bear his yoke and learn of him.
他这么尊贵为我们降卑。
And he was so majestic, yet he lowered himself to us.
他这么富足，他为我们变成贫穷。
And he is the fullness, yet for us he became poor.
我们所有的苦没有办法跟他十字架上的苦比。
And all of our suffering could not compare with his suffering on the cross.
他虽然为儿子，仍然因苦难而学了顺从。
Although he was the son, but through the things he suffered, he learned obedience.
如果我们也来走他这条路，
and if we are willing to walk on this path,
我们也能够竭力地进入那个安息。
Then we are able to be diligent to enter that rest.
主，我们实在感谢你的爱我们。
Lord, we really thank you that you love us.
你再把你的话解开，向我们的心的深处来说话。
Open up your word and speak to the depth of our heart.
主啊，我们何等的刚硬跟骄傲。
Oh, how stubborn we are and how proud we are.
我们何等的需要你在我们身上做工。
Oh, how much we need you to work upon our life.
主啊，你向着我们真是长久受苦又有恩慈。
Lord, truly you have long suffering, have mercy upon us.
你向着我们的爱是爱永远不衰。
And your love toward us never ceased.
你降卑你的自己来亲近我们。
You lower yourself to come draw close to us.
所以愿你这个爱来融化我们刚硬的心。
Lord, may your love melt our stubborn heart.
让我们的骄傲能成为降卑。
So that our pride can become humble.
好让我们也能够磨成你自己的样式。
So that we can learn of your likeness.
听我们的祷告，把荣耀赞美归给你。
Hear our prayer, may glory and praises be to you.
奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.